Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to the More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely dynamic call lined up for you guys tonight, one I'm extremely excited about and looking forward to taking some diligent notes myself. But so I'm gonna quit talking and go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 income earner, the leader of the More Success Team, but most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
I'm right here, Jeremy. I'm excited about tonight's call. But before we get into the guest speaker tonight, Jeremy, give a report on your dad to everyone. Your dad come through his surgery okay. He's got 6 straight weeks of radiation every single day, so he still needs your prayers, but Randy's strong in faith. He serves God, and he's strong in faith. He's strong in body. And I know it's going to take him a few weeks, but he'll be back on his feet, and hopefully even by next week he'll be able to speak. He's just unable to speak tonight, but he does want to thank everybody for all their prayers, and he loves you, and he appreciates you, and thank you so very much. And, Jeremy, you know, I think we're going to have some speakers talking about it, but Performance Club, I'm telling you, Performance Club is where it's at now. And each day I see that more and more and more as people call me daily, busy with me and everything. We've got to be ready for Dallas. We've got to get in. We've got to make a good showing. You know, our team production's up. Our recruiting is up. And looks like our people is really going for quality more than they are for quantity now, because some of the people we've had recruited in lately, as you well know, I'm telling you, it's going to bring a lot of memberships to the table. And after all, no matter how much recruiting we do, if we don't have membership sales to go with it, we're still just hanging out there. But tonight, we're very, very fortunate. This gentleman's a very, very busy man, but he's a guy that believes in helping out there and helping where he can, when he can, as much as he can. I admire his work ethics. He goes every place, tries to help for a team. Just keeps everything impartial, and we're very fortunate tonight to have a guy that's not only a Millionaire Club member and has had many, many titles, but he's a vice president of sales for Legal Shield, none other than our own Mr. Tony Petrell. Mr. Petrell, welcome to the call.
Thank you very much, Ken Moore. I appreciate that so much, and it's tonight coming from you, be introduced by you. I just want to say thank you again to everyone on the line, my good friend Jeremy Moore, and, you know, prayers are out for Randy Moore. And the other night I was praying with my son, who's going to turn 7 here next week, and we were listing off a few people that we needed to pray for, included Randy Moore in my prayers. And then my boy Preston said, don't forget Jeff Hughes. And I thought, man, isn't that just great when you have your kids, you know, that have a heart to serve and a heart to pray for people.
And I just love kids.
Yeah, I just wanted to take a little bit of time and talk to you a little bit about some things most people know, and I'm going to challenge you, all the associates on the call tonight, because here's what I know. Momentum is a tough thing to get. It's an easy thing to lose. So we have seen the momentum. I mentioned it on the leadership show today. I'm telling you, Mr. Moore, I mean, momentum is a major, major goal, and when you get momentum going, I know what it's like. My good friend Jimmy Parrish, ring earner, Millionaire Club member. You know what it's like when you're writing memberships, sending in memberships every month. Or for those of you who are recruiting every month, the power of that, you know, momentum is just great. Momentum can spiral up or it can spiral down. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's spiraling up. It's been over a month since the convention has been over in Oklahoma City, and we are seeing numbers better now than I've seen. I can really remember in 13 years in terms of activity. And you know what follows activity? Numbers, sales, and money. More members helped out, more households helped out by the commissions that they bring. And so please capitalize on this momentum. Don't let it happen that in 2013 you look back and say, dang, I wish I would have gotten on the phone. I wish I would have got outside of my comfort zone and invited more people to take a look at this membership, invited more people to take a look at this opportunity. I do know that, you know, I'm just so happy. If you want to take my story, I mean, here I was just a guy who was in my 30s who did not have any real retirement plan. My younger brother, 17 months younger, had about $500,000 in 401k, and I had about $2,000 in my IRA, and that wasn't too good. So I was so happy that the guy on my touch football team invited me out to take a look at our company, and our life has never been the same ever since. Our residual income is a fact of life in our household. It's an experience that I hope that everyone gets. And now I'm honored to be the vice president of sales and look forward to helping each and every one of you. And And here's how I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to help you and challenge you to invite more people. Invite more people to take a look. And there's so many different things you can say to someone. Maybe you want to say what someone said to me, which was this. Hey, Tony, I want to run a business idea by you. I've got a packet of information. I can pop it in the mail, or I can swing by and show it to you. And, of course, I put up my hands in a stop motion. No. Send it to me in the mail. So it might be the same thing. You could do some little peak presentation close. You pique their interest and say, I want to run a business idea by you, or I think I found a way for us to get out of debt, or I think I found a way for us to get a new BMW. And that's to pique their interest. And they say, sure, go ahead and shoot it over to me. You can send them a link to LegalShieldsVideo.com, or you can go to the online tools in the back office, send them the video, that four-minute video where Rip Mason talks initially. Shoot it over to someone. That's the presentation. And then the close is a follow-up, a three-way phone call. And it just gets real systematized. So here's what I want to challenge you to do. Go ahead and put down a number. How many people did you invite out to a live event last week? Your business briefing, your luncheon, a Super Saturday. How many did you invite out? If the number is zero, write down zero. If the number is three, write down three. Whatever your number is. And when I was in Rochester, New York, a gentleman had four guests at the Super Saturday. And I said, how many did you invite out? He said, 28. Have you invited 28 people to a Super Saturday? He said, yeah. I looked around the room. I said, did anyone else invite 28 people out? No. Well, I guess that's why he's the only one with four people sitting next to him. And he's got a little team going just on those four alone. He's just almost, probably taking his team to a double type exposure, double level. And he has a background in insurance. So, I mean, even someone from a professional insurance background was inviting, whether it's single moms, single dads, stay-at-home moms, teachers, engineers, he was inviting people out to take a look. So just write down a new number. Cross that out. If it was 0, 1, 10, 28, cross it out, man. Put down a new number. This is how many people you're going to invite out to a live event this week. And so if your event is tomorrow night, you better get on the phone tonight. You better shoot off a couple emails, ask them if they can come out with you tomorrow night, take a look. I heard something really good from someone one time. He said, hey, it made sense to me. I want to see if it makes sense to you, too. Can you do me a favor? Come on out and take a look. Company just had $650 million invested into it. We're really going to the next level. Our marketing plan looks like we're putting together some national TV advertising. I want to get your feedback on a few things. Can you come on out? We'll have fun. Let's go out and grab a bite afterwards, et cetera, et cetera. So write down a number, and then that's my challenge to you. For you to go ahead and get with, say, two or three people, whether they're on this team or not, whether they're in your upline, downline, sideline, or just an associate in town that you know, across this great continent, get a hold of someone and say, hey, here's what I'm going to do. And what I know about goals is they have to be written specific and with a time frame. So if you write down, I will invite 10 people to take a look at this opportunity by Thursday, now you've got it. You've got it written down. You've got it specific, 10 people, and you've got a deadline by Thursday. Or maybe it will be, I'm going to invite 5 people to the weekly business briefing. I'm still going to do my two exposures today, but I'm going to invite 5 people, actually invite them, specifically invite them to the live event this week, the lunch or the Super Saturday or the weekly briefing. And then you write that down. And I'm telling you, when you have a little bit of accountability, it takes your business to a whole new level because it takes your commitment to a whole new level. And sometimes that can't be a spouse. Sometimes it can't be someone in your household. Sometimes it can't even be your upline or downline, but find that person. I've been blessed to be mentored and be a workout partner with Jimmy Kirsch for quite a while. And it's just great to be able to have people like that. And now, it's amazing, you can continue to grow with other people and other aspects of your business too. And so that's my big challenge to you tonight, y'all. Listen, we got momentum, and I'm telling you that we're doing our end in the home office. And as you heard before in Oklahoma City, the numbers are up, retention is up. All we need to do is get more recruiting up. But you can see what's happening if you listen to the leadership show with all the guests that are coming out to the events. Recruiting is about to happen, and I hope that the sharpest people that you know in your backyard are coming on your team and not someone else's team. There's nothing worse than going to church. There's nothing worse than coming to a business briefing or a Super Saturday and seeing someone you know from across town at that event with someone else. So when we're a household name, you better make darn sure that they know you're the Legal Shield person in town. So, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn it back to you, but I know some things that y'all don't know about where we're going and some of the marketing ideas we have. We have a big meeting next week in the Dallas office. Our whole marketing team is going to be back on board. We hired 3 new people. Patrick Hodges, VP of Training and Associate Development, has been on board for a couple months. Diane McKenna comes on board as the VP of, I think it's Product I don't want to say her title right, but she's going to be Alan's right hand in marketing. And then George Riviera, who is going to be our VP of audiovisual. So we're going to be looking at new videos, new opportunities to do everything from online enrollment presentations via video to more tools and opportunities for you to pique people's interest and show them presentations. So you do your job now, we'll do our job, and we're going to go to the top together. Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Well, Tony, would you mind saying a few words on about the Performance Club and how important a key issue that is right now?
Well, yeah, I talk about it. You know, it's so funny, Mr. Moore, I talk about it so often that I wasn't about to talk about it right on this call.
You know, we have a lot of new people, you know, and those new people, yeah. I think, need, and some of the old ones need to just hear it all over again. So if you don't mind, say a few words on it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's multiple reasons why. There's multiple reasons why. I'll go through that real quick. The first one and the most immediate one is that the Dallas Convention is coming up. It's going to be a learning and leadership conference. There, you know, it's going to be very heavy in training. We're going to have training on Wednesday and Thursday. The agenda will be coming out probably later this week in terms of time frame. We're hoping that it can be a Wednesday afternoon so we can have people be able to fly in on a Wednesday morning and still keep the Tuesday briefings going. And I'm telling you, Patrick Hodges has lined up some phenomenal training with third-party some of the vendors that he's working with, some of the great companies. He's shown a little bit on the PowerPoint in Oklahoma City. But let me just say that if you can get into Performance Club and get into the manager level by August 31st, you're in Performance Club April, May, June, July, August, any one of those 4 months, you're going to be invited. Or you could be a Power 20 any one of those 4 months, or you can hit Executive Director any 1 month, April, May, June, July, August. In addition to that, then you'll be invited to Dallas. In addition to that is the fact that Performance Club is the definition of what this business is about. If you're going to be in the direct selling, business-to-business market, getting a Performance Club means that you've got a rhythm of activity, marketing memberships, and having appointments. And if you're in the networking end of things, like I was in both, telling you, getting a large group of people doing simple things and getting not worrying about big amounts of money, but consistent, thank you. Consistent amount of money, consistent activity will turn your business to the next level. It's a lot easier to get, say, 30 people striving to get a new BMW, striving to get into Performance Club to get a trip to Cancun than it is to hit the lotto. But it ends up being a hit the lottery, but it ends up being about the same amount of money. I know that on our team we have 15 to 30 people in the Performance Club every month, and boom, we get a six-figure ring. And I'm telling you what, when you hit the lottery, they don't pay you six figures every year. They pay you about $50,000 for 20 years, and then it's done. That's your $1 million. So it's much better to get, say, 10, 15, 20, 30 people in Performance Club. And if you get in Performance Club yourself, you're going to be setting the pace and being the leader. You're leading by example. So there's so many different things. It's all the right things. So when someone like Ken Moore, $500,000 income earner, you know, one of the charter members of every category in our company, been with the company for over 30 years, when he says that you got to get in Performance Club, trust him. Trust us on that. You get 1 point, you know, 5 points a month, 1 point for recruit, 1 point for a membership, 2 points if they pass or qualify. And you're going to get 5 points a month, and I'm telling you, that's the momentum you need, bringing it back to the beginning of this call that I talked about. So, Mr. Moore, I believe that, you know, Performance Club is just the difference between true success versus just kind of having a hobby.
You know, Tony, yesterday I spent over an hour talking to a gentleman I went from first grade to high school with. He worked 39 years for a company. He's supposed to have a good 401K, and they misappropriated some funds, and he had $60,000 at the end of 39 years. And the biggest bonus he ever got in management was $5,000. In the last years there, they cut it to $3,000 after 39 years with the same company. We can spend just a few years with this and have thousands more coming in. So I think you believe, like I believe, that a person really wants to leave a legacy, really wants to leave a future for his children and his grandchildren, and you know how I feel about even my great-grandchildren. This is a company. This is the time. And I think this thing is just about ready to be like the atom bomb. It's just about ready to go off. And I tell you what, I'm going to be here to see what the explosion's all about, and I trust everybody will, and I know you will, Tony. We want to thank you very much for being on the call tonight. We appreciate everything you're working and doing, and we got a lot of good people out there putting things together, and it's picking up every day now for us, so we want to thank you for your endeavors, and anytime we can do anything, just give us a call.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I appreciate you. And your
thank you, my friend. Now, Miss Linda Bowden, are you on the call?
I am.
Well, I knew you had a few words to say tonight, so if you'll have at it, I appreciate it. Isn't this exciting, Linda? You've been at this 25 years now. Well, 25 years ago, we never dreamed that what was happening now would be happening, did we?
No. I mean, I had no clue. I didn't have a clue, so I didn't have a dream. But
I know that you and I have been talking a lot lately about the quality of people, and it seemed like, of course, we want everyone. I always say a kid is about to try. The farmer with the striped overalls, or the mechanic, or the butcher, or the grocery store maker, or whatever. We want all to have an opportunity. And I'm looking and seeing more and more professional people that's saying, well, this is not so bad after all. I've been doing this profession for 20 years and just got laid off. I have no place to go, and these guys are making money. Don't you see that happening, Linda?
Well, I really do, and I think all of us, you know, just like Tony said, just like Ken just said, we just really need to step it up. I mean, when I talk to people on the phone, and I'm looking for professional people, but I'm also looking for very hungry people. I mean, Kenneth
Absolutely.
Remembers me when I was new, and I was very hungry, very coachable. And I'm looking for people who are very hungry for an amazing opportunity. And if someone says to me, for example, if I'm making calls, I make phone calls every day. I talk to new people every single day, at least 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. I still talk to somebody and multiple somebodies every single day. I'll even make cold calls. It doesn't matter to me at all, but I've got leads, and just because of referrals and referrals, you know, after referrals, but we all need to step it up. I mean, if somebody says to me, well, this sounds like that, you know, that thing. And I make them say it. I'm like, no, I don't think I know what you're talking about. Well, you know, this sounds like that thing. I'm like, that thing. And I said, well, you know what? This is called Legal Shield. I said, let me just tell you a little bit about what happened with Legal Shield and what's going to happen with Legal Shield. And I fill in some blanks for them. I might turn them on to a video that they can watch when they get off the phone with me. You know, but I don't back down for anybody. I don't let anybody call my company that thing. Everybody got that? I don't back down from anybody. As a matter of fact, it gives me great delight to tell them what amazing company this is. And I'll say to them, I'm going to give you a couple of videos to go watch right now. I said, if you like what you see, then you need to call me back. And I said, you are come join the ride, because you are getting ready to witness behind the scenes of what it takes to build a multi-billion-dollar company. And, my friend, you may not ever get that opportunity again. Now,
you know, Linda, I also have a little different aspect than you on that. When they say, is it that thing? And I just simply say, well, if you mean that thing, it's helping the average people begin to pay their bills and have a little extra to spend, put back for the kids' college and everything. Yeah, it's that thing. If you're really talking about a company that has millions of dollars and putting millions more into a good training program, fixed to do a lot of TV advertising, it's that thing. You know, I go into it just a little bit different than you, but it means the same thing in the
right.
end.
Exactly.
This is our company. We don't have to apologize for it. We should be bragging on it. It's real. It's truthful. It's not some fictitious something. We don't have to sell potions, motions, and lotions you can get down at Walmart for 10 times the price that you can buy it for. We can just put a real value, and the people on this call know that this is a great value. And if we have any new people that hasn't used their membership on the call, wouldn't you suggest that the first thing they do is either have their will made or look at some aspect of their life that there's just something legally that they want to know about, even if it's just, is this legal or isn't this legal? A simple question. Pick up the phone, use the service. Once you use that service, it does something inside of you. It puts something in you. You know, I had Charisse Barkley. I know she's on the call tonight. She called me this morning. She'd had a great, absolutely fantastic, and I could feel the excitement in her voice. And just before I got on the call, I had a guy call. He said, yeah, man, I thought today was going to turn out bad, but, you know, I wrote 5 memberships today. You know, people recruiting, people out there doing it. We can't sit on the couch at home and expect it to come to us. Although I had one lady, she's probably on the call, Carol Scott, that said, I can't believe it. I've had more people call me in the last week to buy a membership than I ever thought possible. Where they got her name, I guess she put up some cards. But people have actually called her. That's amazing. But this is growing. It's just like a garden. If you water it, you take care of it and keep the weeds out, you're going to have a good, fresh vegetable to go by. This garden's growing. Let's keep it cultivated. Let's keep doing it. I'm sorry, Lynn, I took away from the deal. I apologize. But I get excited about this all over again, especially when I get with Randy and Jeremy, and I wish Randy could talk tonight, because already, even with his cancer, he's going to whip that thing. We've got great plans for the future, and all of you are on their team. And I'm telling you, we just can't hardly wait. And we get with some of our leaders next week to try to start a new contest for the team. But Linda, go back. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you were rolling. I mean, we could roll all day. I mean, you know, we've been rolling and yakking for almost 25 years. But, you know, and just we've got a new person on the line that I heard her chime in. Her name is Jo. And, you know,
oh, yes, I met Jo
from Oklahoma. And she's brand new. She won an iPad 3, compliments to the More Success team. And that woman, I tell you what, she went to 3 classes at the home office last week. I mean,
and listen, I heard her and talk there about what all she's accomplished in life from banking up. And I thought, wow, am I glad that lady's on my team. So,
I know it. And there's a whole bunch of people out there.
There's a bunch of those out there.
And they are. And it's like a lot of us can stay in the line, especially people that have been around for a while. There's a lot of us in the line who have been around for a while. I tell people, I said, look, I was no prize when I got into this company. As a matter of fact, I was gasoline on fire. I was a mess, but I was excited, and I was extremely coachable, and I was extremely trainable, and, you know, they just used to wind me up, and they'd put me outside and let me run around and go, and it wasn't pretty. Thank goodness they didn't have video cameras then running around following us, because it probably would have been a scary thing, but there are people out there, everybody on this line. We run into people every day that would probably, I mean, I every day I said, you know what, I am due. There is somebody out there that was as hungry as I was for an opportunity and to see a company turn into a multi-billion-dollar company right before our very eyes and want to take advantage of that and be a part of it.
You know, Linda, I do 3 days. Every average from 1 to 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 8 or 10 in a day for different people. And, you know, the other night I had one of my friend, Isaiah Searson. I'm telling you, these calls just get me excited all over again. You know, you kind of get feeling bad because you're sick or you're ill or something. And all of a sudden your whole attitude changes. And attitude does mean everything, whether you make a sale or not. I guess I better let me see if my grandson don't say a few words. Linda, you know how I appreciate you. And say that partner of yours, Alex, he's tearing the world up. We're going to have him give us some good training some of these nights. Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
There you are. I know you've got some things you want to say, son.
Well, I really like what you guys had to say. I'd just like to go back to one statement that Mr. Petrill made at the very beginning. Is, you know, the question he posed is, how many people are you inviting out to a live event this week? And I really hope we all do some soul searching and really evaluate that. But, you know, it's an easy, you know, sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge to get folks to come out to a live event, especially just on initial exposure. And I really encourage the team members to really slow down in order to speed up their business. And what I mean by that is, you know, to get somebody to that live event, you want to invite a lot of people, but if you invite them using the Success System of Legal Shield, invite them using the tools that are available to us, whether that be when I call to invite somebody personally, I'll three-way them into one of the pre-recorded calls that Legal Shield has available to us, or I'll immediately, like Linda Bowden just said, you know, shoot them an email of one of the videos that Legal Shield has prepared for us. So I'll shoot them a link to the new commercials or something of that nature. It's real effective way to expose just a little bit of information about Legal Shield, and after they viewed or listened to that information, it's really easy to gauge their interest level, and then from that point forward, invite them to a live event, whether it's the weekly briefing or the PBR or the Super Saturday or whatever the case may be, the luncheon. So you know, sometimes we put all of our effort in inviting, you know, we might invite 10 or 20 people out to the Tuesday briefing, but that's all we did is we invited them to come to the briefing. Well, I think if we'll slow down and invite those people with some form of an exposure, your numbers that show up to that live event will be greatly increased. Well, as we all know, the people that come to live event, the majority of them will buy a membership and join the business. So it's really important to increase the numbers that come out to live event, and you can do that if you will use, you know, embrace the total system of Legal Shield and expose them to some aspect, whether it be a pre-recorded call, a DVD, an email, you know, with one of the videos on it or the commercial or whatever the case might be, but some little tidbit, some little snippet outside of your own voice without you spewing the information because, Paul, as you're well aware, you and I, we sometimes think we're saying the right thing coming out of our mouths, but in reality, what that prospect is hearing could be totally different, and their interpretation of it can be different. So it's so effective to use one of those tools to get those people out to those live events. And so I hope that's something we really focus on and make a concerted effort as an organization, as a team, to really dedicate ourselves over the next couple of weeks to really embrace that concept that Mr. Petrillo laid out to us, is how many people are you inviting to live events in the next couple of weeks, you know, because it all starts with activity. We have all the infrastructure in place to be successful, but, you know, the person that's more successful than another person in Legal Shield is because they're doing the activity. They're out there exposing this membership and this opportunity to more people as opposed to the person that's not having the greatest success in the world. So it all comes down to your activity. It all comes out to your exposures and how many people, you know, it's not about that event this Saturday. It's about the event that you're going to have tomorrow morning starting at 8 o'clock and growing your Legal Shield business and taking, duplicating that on Wednesday and duplicating that on Thursday and duplicating that on Friday. And then I can guarantee you after your Super Saturday this weekend, you will have people show up that will join your team and buy memberships. It's just a fact. So it all boils down to your activity, and, you know, sometimes we need to slow down in order to speed up. And with that, Paul, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Jeremy, and I really appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. At least we had a good clear lines. We had a little havoc last week. I think we got all that solved. Too many people had the speaker code, one or two decided to play games with us, and we got that all cleared up. We got a new speaker code. We'll be changing that each month, so that won't be happening as much. But I want people to keep remembering people like Jeff Hughes and Randy Moore and many others who are on our team that's ill among us. Let's keep praying for them, folks, and let's do this. Let's just get out there and do the very best we can to show them what good people can do. We work hard. We play hard. We worship. We worship our God. We put God first and our family second. We put Legal Shield third, but we want to give Legal Shield 110% and our families leave a legacy that we can be proud of, our families be proud of, and for years to come be thought of. God bless you. I hope God keeps his hand upon you this night. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.